Is your house two-story, Dalmany?
It was built on. It started off as a bungalow with dorm with a room for extension.
And they extended
and
it
expansion.
Then.
Yep.
But it had an upstairs by the time I
yep.
was born.
Dormer windows where they broke out the roof, you know, to put the windows in.
Oh yeah.
And we had an almighty storm that night.
Oh,
I'll never forget it.
Why were you young when they did that?
I was, but I wasn't the person. My mother was a very nervous person. I wasn't the person who was really scared that night. She was terrified. She was awful.
What?
She was so scared of the wind that the roof would blow off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But there was just holes in it for the windows, is it?
There was. It was had been opened to put in the windows.
Yeah.
You know, the roof had been opened to put in the windows, so there would have been just a cover over it instead of a roof.
Yeah.
She was in an awful state. I remember.
Was she nervous of weather, like, or just?
She was a bit, yeah. Everything, yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, she was really, yeah. I don't know, because I don't know much about her background. Like, you know, she didn't talk about home.
Did she talk about anything?
No, there was just
really?
her mother and father at home. She had no brothers or sisters.
She was an only child.
Mm. I think I probably met the parents when I was about a year old or something like that, and that was... I never...
in London?
Wouldn't,
when she took you on that trip to London?
Mm. Or was that after they died?
Well, I don't know, I remember you telling me, like, years ago that you had been.
Mm.
And that she was showing you, like, oh, this
building
was bombed and that building was bombed.
Yeah, didn't you and I go and look for the house one time?
No, we went to the grave.
Yeah, well, somebody, when
it's
I was in London,
grave.
Went, yeah, but somebody, I went with somebody and looked at where the house was.
That was your mother, you said to me years ago.
Oh, was it, yeah.
You were like small, but not too. Small child.
Yeah.
Sure,
I'd say
if you were two, it would have been the war. That was 39.
That's right, it was. We went just when the
after
war started.
The war.
No.
But when it started, you went.
Just at the start
during
of the war, yeah.
Why would you do that? Oh, and she was worried about them, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? I was only two, so I wouldn't have known. But I remember being in the boat and being terrified.
I thought you went later than that.
No.
Do you remember it being two?
You just remember something horrifying, which was being in the boat.
Right.
I mean, boats weren't exactly modernised then, were they?
No, I don't know.
They weren't, no. It's like going as if you went in a rowboat now, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That much safety.
I don't know when the Germans started bombing London.
But
you definitely said to me...
Jean and I went and looked for the house too at some stage, I think.
You and Jean together went to London?
Well, Jean was over there working.
Oh, she wasn't...
She was in Surrey.
Yeah.
Mm.
What, you
We went and looked at a few family places, if you know.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were ever that friendly.
Yeah, we were. We got on right. Just that she's one of those people that... If you don't like the things she likes, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
In other words, if you aren't enraptured by animals, for instance, you're a fool. And if you do like clothes and things like that, you're a fool.
She was pretty opinionated.
Absolutely.
Was your mother like that?
Not at all. She was very, very, very retiring person.
Was she shy?
Yeah.
Would she ever talk to you then about getting married or?
No, never. Never talked about anything personal.
Did you go to dances and stuff when she was alive?
Right now, she died in 1958. I would have been 21. Yeah.
You must have.
Yeah.
What age did you start going to dances?
Oh, about 18 or 19, I suppose.
Really?
Hmm. Socials. Church of Ireland. Our favourite was Brinny. Do you know where Brinny is?
No.
It's down near Bandon.
B-R-I-N-N-Y?
Yeah, and we used to, that was our favourite. I used to go with except Ethel didn't go.
Yeah, she wasn't into that kind of
thing. Jean, Susan and Margaret. Jean did the driving.
Why was it your favourite?
I probably met a few nice chaps there, you know, now.
Yeah. Why did Dad go there if he wasn't even Church of Ireland?
Which?
Socials.
Dad go where?
Why did Dad go to the church socials?
He didn't.
I thought he did.
No.
Where did you meet him then?
Oh, Dad, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, your
I'm
dad.
Thinking
no,
of my
not
dad.
Your dad. My
yeah.
dad.
Yeah.
He did, though.
He had pals, like. He was friendly with a couple of guys who were Protestants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I met him in Christchurch, at a social in Christchurch in town.
Where's Christchurch?
It's a gallery, you know, an art gallery down on South Main Street.
Triscoll Arts?
Yep.
Go away. That's where you met Dad.
Yeah. Well, the social mightn't have been there. It might have been in a hall somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah, but it was Christchurch
yeah.
social.
Yeah.
Oh, so did he only go to the ones in town? Not
well,
the
he
country?
Wasn't supposed to be there because he wasn't Protestant. You were supposed to have your identity.
Were you?
Well,
did
you see,
you show at the door?
This was. Huh?
Not your rosary beads.
No, this was trying to stop mixed marriages, basically,
yes,
I think.
Of course.
They were great though, the socials.
Why?
Very relaxed.
Why were they great?
They were very relaxed, like, you know. And the, like, going with the girls, you know, to the country once, you had the spin down and, you know, gossiping and catching up in the news and everything.
Yeah.
We used to go to Bandon, and the Brinny was the best one down there. It was somewhere around about Upton direction.
Yeah.
And we went on a couple of bit further away, but not many. The city ones weren't that good.
Why were the country ones better?
They were more relaxed
like...
and the fellas were better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what more relaxed means. That's like a code word.
That you felt comfortable and enjoying
just
yourself. Yeah.
And did you all stand around the side like in the Edna O'Brien
No,
house?
We sat down.
And then they'd
the fellas stood around.
And if you didn't get asked to dance, would you be mortified or would you just see, go
around? There weren't enough fellas to go around anyway,
Did
so...
Did you get any sausage supper or anything?
Yeah. Well, a supper, not necessarily sausages.
Nice.
Yeah, there
was
supper.
Was it 10 to 2 or something? Or 9 to 12 or...
Something like that, yeah.
Early?
Late. 2 o'clock, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
And you had to have your transport left.
So who drove?
Jean and... Jean, I think, was the driver. Jean.
And did they have any alcohol?
No, they didn't have any. I mean, it was just a hand around.
Tea or
soft
drinks.
Yeah.
But they weren't Baptist things, they were.
Oh, God, Ruth.
Baptists
don't
dance.
Dance.
But when was the Baptist so, when you were younger than that?
No. It's the same time.
You got more religious after that?
I didn't, I just depended who I was with, like.
All right, so
yeah.
You were like just a, like a fair day Baptist, like, when you felt like it.
When I was converted, you know, and I was baptised as an adult.
I know, but then you're not supposed to dance or go to the school.
No, you're not.
But you did.
I did.
Rule breaker.
Some others did and some didn't.
Hello.
Hello.
What would you like for your supper?
What are you offering?
I don't know.
I'll have a sandwich, actually. A tuna sandwich, please.
Tuna sandwich,
yes.
Perfect, yeah. Do you want me just to find out what's hot?
No, don't feel like
it.
Don't feel like it. And coffee.
Can we have something nice hot?
I don't want to, thank you, madam.
You've been living off sandwiches since
I don't care.
I know.
She lives off
Busybody,
She's got hot dinner, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, she does.
See?
That's good to know, like, what, every 2 weeks or something?
No.
Every couple of days.
Yeah. Can you say anything else beneficial now?
A few buns.
Huh?
Would you like a bun or something like that?
A bun?
I think she's after making shortbread.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, no, that sounds good.
Yes,
for Valentine's.
Like, you know, yeah.
Lovely.
They were actually down the other day. The lady does the nails, and she come around
oh,
with her nails.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She was in the
I've
other
done
day.
My own.
They made those biscuits again the other day, but they had a chocolate fountain and they were dipping them in them.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Did all the trimmings on the
conservatory,
you know.
Yeah.
She does a bit of... But it isn't a bit of that every second morning down at the conservatory.
Go
like,
on,
you know,
yeah.
All
right,
and
like
baking
biscuits and all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, all that kind of caper, yeah. So, but, All right, I'll have a rub around there.
Thank you.
He's very nice.
Yeah. My nails are strong, thank goodness.
I'm not allowed to put any nail polish on now. Because the operation.
Oh, right. I didn't know you that.
I looked it up. Apparently, your nails go blue if you're losing oxygen.
Oh, and so they wouldn't know if...
to see it.
Oh, and I never knew that now.
The surgeon and the anesthetist. So your mother never talked to you about anything, like going to the dances or...
Well, my mother was gone. Sure, my mother died when I was 21.
I know, but you said you started going to the dances when you were 18 or something.
Yeah, but not that many.
So she never talked about anything personal?
Not really, no.
Nothing that you can ever remember? That's
no, well, I was with Ken White for a good while.
Ken White, see?
Rennie's brother, yeah. Rennie's eldest brother. But I mean...
David's brother.
David's brother too, yeah. I was out with David first.
Yeah.
And
was that when your mother was alive?
Would have been, yeah. She died in 58.
Yeah.
When I was 21.
Oh, did Grandad talk about anything personal?
Grandad didn't talk much at all. Nothing personal at all. Not really, no. I mean, Mum and myself would have just chatted if this and that.
The cat and
or the
dinner.
Job, and... my job, something like that.
Yeah.
So people weren't as intimate with their family members as some of them were. You know, I used to envy Ethel, her family being
what,
bigger.
Close.
They were, and there were so many of them, you see. There was Hilda, Ethel was the eldest, and then there was Jim. Jim died fairly young. He worked in the hospital in the office.
I know, we went to see him.
Yeah. You what?
I remember we going to see him in there for some reason.
Right.
But Jean worked in there as well, didn't she?
One of them did, yeah. And Hilda went away early. She went in the Wrens, joined the Wrens.
Yeah.
That's where she met Branko.
Yeah.
And Jean was... about the most down-to-earth type, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then Margaret was the youngest.
And Susan.
Susan, yeah. I worked with Susan for quite a while. In Stockbrokers.
When did their parents die? I'm sure I remember the mother.
Do you? Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't.
I think they died fairly young.
I have a memory of somebody older opening the door with the yappy dogs.
Oh, the yappy dog, I remember that,
there
yeah.
There was more than one, they had about three. They would bite the head
off
you.
Oh, they would, yeah.
They were vicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Pekingese or something.
Yeah.
Weren't they? Yorkie, and one Yorkie
that's,
and two Pekingese.
That's something like that, yeah. Parents were kind of fairly strict as far as I remember, but the only time I used to see them was if I, they used to pick the girls up at school at Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be sitting in the car outside waiting, like. Dad used to pick me up at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
My dad. Not your dad, obviously.
What, he'd pick you up in the car and bring you home for your lunch?
Yes.
It's only around the corner.
Yeah, well, he was going to lunch anyway.
Oh, he drove home from the mall every day for the Grand Parade to go for lunch?
Yeah.
And he picked you up?
Yeah.
And then would he drop you back then to school?
I didn't have school in the afternoon.
Oh, right.
We had school till 2 o'clock or something, that was it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, we used to be a bit fed up at school because the boarders thought they were better than us. They kind of treated us like idiots. They were probably richer and they were independent, you see. They weren't stuck at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were independent. They could do all
stuck at home with the parents. Well, they couldn't because they wouldn't have been allowed by the staff.
No, but, like, they probably thought they were...
Yeah, independent, yeah.
I hated to be a boarder.
Yeah. So I was a bit disappointed when I wasn't made a prefect, seeing I'd been there since kindergarten.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't have been a very... forceful person, I suppose, but maybe it would have helped me to be more forceful.
You should be awful bossy to be a prefect, don't you? ours were all very bossy.
Hmm. They weren't all bossy, though, the people that made prefects. But then you never knew who, what parents knew teachers.
Really?
Outside
like
of school and that kind of thing.
Was
well,
it
was
a
snobby school. It was a snobby school, right?
Yeah. I could never have been a prefect.
Mm. Then there was always
code.
A kind of a bit of a feeling of competition between us and grammar school, you know.
Mm. What, Brandon?
No, Cork Grammar School.
Where was that?
Where your school was.
Oh, right, I thought they were all the same. I didn't know they'd amalgamated. I thought Ashton was just the future of Rochelle, sort of thing.
No, it was the future Rochelle and grammar school.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was a Cork grammar school and abandoned grammar school and Rochelle.
Yeah.
Jeez, she must have had a lot of projects at one stage.
Yeah. Died out.
Yeah.
Because they were made sign a form saying their children would be brought up as Catholics.
Well, only if they married one of the Catholics. If you keep marrying each other, you didn't have to sign anything.
Yeah, but there weren't enough of us going around, you see,
inbreds,
to go around.
Inbreds, like the Queen's family.
Yeah. Actually, I had to go and see a priest before I married your dad, and he was extremely nice.
The fella from Ballinlough Church, yeah. He was kind of mortified, I'd say, was he?
Well, I don't know whether he was mortified or not, but he was really, really nice about it, you know.
Yeah, lovely.
Kind of about, you know, you had to promise to bring your kids up and all that kind of thing. And he just made a good impression on me.
Well, he could have been horrible.
He could have, yeah. He could have made tried to make me convert to Catholicism.
Oh, heaven forbid, Mum.
I'm telling you.
So, who dumped who with the Kenwood thing, so...
It just fizzled out as far as I remember. Well, Ken joined the RAF, you see, first.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was away, he was in Germany.
Right.
Mm.
He joined the RAF?
Yep.
Why was he in Germany? So was that peace?
Because the Germany, the RAF were in Germany.
To keep the peace, like?
I presume so. We used to write, like, you know.
47, 57, so that would have been the end of the 50s.
Mm.
Was that when you were, that must have been when you were just about 20, so was it?
Mm.
Under 20, like before your mother died?
Yeah.
And then you didn't meet Dad for another 10, 8, 9 years?
Mm. Met him at a social.
Christchurch.
Good place to meet a Catholic, like.
Yeah. At a church social for Protestants.
Yeah, I think he knew girls.
Girls were like, they were like something out of a TV programme they looked like, didn't they?
Yeah.
With their headscarves and their... they looked like country girls.
Yeah.
Tiny too.
I'd say their mum and dad were pretty strict. Excuse me. And then I was...
Jim never married either, did he?
No.
And I didn't marry
too
late.
No. I was friendly with Ken.
His sister.
Rennie's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with him for a couple of years, actually. He was in the RAF.
Yeah. And then who did you go out with after that? Did you have a few years of not going out with anybody then?
Yeah, I used to go to the socials with the girls, like, and, you know, you'd probably fall for somebody that didn't fall for you. And
yeah, but also your mother died, so that was traumatic.
Sit there waiting for them to come over and ask you to dance.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, the most traumatic thing about my mum was that I couldn't tell anyone.
Was it a secret?
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What, because it was shameful she wouldn't have been allowed to be buried or something, was it?
Not that she wouldn't have been...
social...
She would have been allowed to be buried,
well,
as far as I know.
You couldn't be buried in a Catholic churchyard, could you? If you committed suicide? Wasn't there something?
Yeah, but she wasn't a Catholic.
No, I know,
yeah.
But I didn't know that it wasn't the case for the Protestants.
No, I don't think it was. But I wasn't allowed to tell my friends or anyone. They knew
did you
anyway.
Have to tell her?
They knew anyway.
What did you have to tell them?
That my mother had killed herself.
No, but what did you have to tell them instead, like? She what?
Just she died suddenly.
She died suddenly, God.
Which she did.
Everybody Pardinia was caught.
They did, I found out afterwards, but everybody guessed. But it would have been so much more comforting to me if people had known and, you know.
You could talk about it. Like.
Talk about it, exactly.
That's horrible.
Well, I mean, the neighbours must surely have known, because you had to have the guards around to make sure there wasn't any foul play.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a day, I can tell you.
Did she have any friends, Mum?
She did, yeah. She used to go to Whitstrives.
But she wasn't... She was still unhappy, obviously.
Well, I gather my father wasn't an easiest person to live with, like. He was bossy type, I think.
Was he?
Mm.
Like what?
A lot of people who appear to be quiet are actually bossy to their nearest and dearest.
What, that he wanted the house perfect, or...?
No, I don't think so.
What it was like. Or maybe.
Well, I was only 21 when she went.
Yeah, I can remember everything about our house.
I don't know, I remember more about my friends and things about them. And I was in the Girls' Brigade. And
what
I
used age are you in the Girls' Brigade?
Late teens. And I used to, on Sundays, I used to go to church about four times.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, church in the, like I was in the Baptist church that time. And I used to go there on Sunday morning. Saturday night was prayer, there was a prayer meeting. And then Sunday morning, church. And Sunday afternoon, another prayer meeting. And Sunday evening, church. And Sunday evening after church, the YMCA had a meeting. Down in Marlborough Street.
And did you go to all of those with your friends?
Yeah.
Different ones, or were they all as lunatic religious?
Lunatic, yeah. But...
What, is this all the Baptist stuff?
Not necessarily.
Jesus, no normal person that isn't a Baptist goes to church four times in one day plus the night
before.
You'd
be surprised.
I would be surprised. Yeah. Mind you, he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
They go for like...
Everything.
Days.
Yeah.
They have retreats, they go for days.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't do me any harm.
No, no, and I suppose you had a nice network of people you knew through that, caring people as well. But you kind of gave it up then.
I did, well, I went back to going to the dances with the girls and that, with the O'Hara's. I think Ethel probably arranged that for me, like, you know.
When did you become friendly with Ethel more?
In school.
Oh, in school,
was my class,
but she didn't
in school.
Go to the dances?
No.
She just didn't like it?
Ethel's a very reserved person. Pat Souter down the road. And she knew Pat. She knew Pat for years because he was married to Avril's, a relation of Avril's.
Ah.
And Avril was... another of Ethel's best friends, like,
yes,
you know, she was her best friend before me, even.
Yes, yeah.
And so he was, and apparently there was a bit of matchmaking went on then.
What, with the friends?
Yeah.
Her friends, when she was a little older, like.
To get her hooked up with Pat.
Yeah.
When after his wife died, yeah.
So I'm recording now, Mum.
Yes.
So anything you can tell us about your experiences from age 15 to 29. You can start at school, work, boyfriends.
I think I finished school at 17.
Did you?
Mm.
I finished at 16.
And that was repeating 1 year because I was too young. Because I started at Rochelle in kindergarten at 6, and I moved up a year all the time. So I was too young, really, by the time I got to upper four.
Yeah.
So they kept me back a year, which was very annoying because it meant I was doing a 2-year course in a year, if you know what I mean, for the leaving.
What age was that?
15. Yeah. And it meant that you had different...
curriculum.
You had to learn it all up again.
Yeah.
And as well as that, all your friends moved on and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that was not a good choice, I felt, for the, from the school.
Did you enjoy being at school?
Yeah, I did, really, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of domineering teachers, but most of them were okay. I can't think of anything much detail about it. It was fairly strict at that time.
In what way?
Oh, what you wore and
what
you
did
had
you wear?
Your uniform.
Did you have bottle green uniform?
Uniform, yeah.
Was it bottle green?
Tunic, yeah, bottle green tunic.
Hairy?
No. And you had a tie,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of green and red and, yeah, green and red mixture, I think. And you had to wear a kind of normal pair of shoes rather than anything glamorous or, yeah. But, yeah, I enjoyed school up to. I did my inter-cert, and then, as I say, I was kept back and made to do it again, which wasn't good, because that meant learning, doing a two-year course in a year.
So what year was that, do you remember?
No, I don't. I'd no way of doing that now, but unless I saw my certificate.
15,
as far as
37, 47, 52, I'd say.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, imagine.
I have an idea. I really don't know now whether I did the exam the second time or did I get sick at that time. I had scarlet fever at some stage, which is pretty bad.
Were you off school?
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's very catching. Scarlet fever, it's very dangerous and very, you get vaccinated though, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know, it's like one you never hear about now.
That's because they've managed it, yeah.
But Elsa did have it when she was a kid.
Mm. It's very, very severe temperature and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And I was supposed to do my inter-cert again and I didn't in the end, I can't remember why. I think I was sick or something. But I haven't got honours in the first one. I wasn't too keen on having
to
repeat it. I did my leaving, yeah.
And who did you make friends at school?
Yes, I used to be friendly with a girl called Jean Warner and she lived up in Picturegeur Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was kept back, I had to start on the friend thing all over again because... You know, the older ones didn't want to be associated with the younger ones. But I had Anne MacDonald, I was friendly with then. She was from Clanmore. And she was in Girls' Brigade and so was I.
Was she a boarder?
No, day pupil. And...
When did you go to Girls' Brigade? In the day?
Yeah. No, in the evening.
Uh-huh.
The
once
afternoon,
a week, like?
The afternoon. Hmm?
Once a week?
I think it was, yeah. I think it was on a Thursday evening. But the boarders were considered themselves highly, much more important and intelligent and everything than day pupils.
Really?
Yeah. And there were like boarders the whole time, and there were weekly boarders then that went home at the weekend.
So they stuck to themselves, did they?
Very much so. They were superior beings.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't living at home with family and stuff like that. So, the teachers then, when I started in Rochelle, they were all pretty old. So we had change of teachers, kind of mid-time in the thing, which wasn't a great help. Because naturally the younger ones coming on had different ideas. We used to have a history teacher called Miss Smith, and she made it amazingly interesting, this history. You know, she got it into our heads. I don't know how she did it.
Yeah.
And then when she left, she retired. She was very old. I mean, oh, no, they wouldn't. She wouldn't be still there these days.
She's in her 70s or something, yeah, is it? Yeah,
at least. I'm not sure that she hadn't started the 80s.
Go away.
But then we got a fresh from college, Miss Hope, and she had a totally different attitude to the whole thing. You know, you had to make history really formal and know all the dates. Excuse me. And she wouldn't dream of having a story like Miss Smith used to have to make you remember.
Mm.
Yeah, and that year that she retired, we also got a new gym teacher who was nearly killed us all with the energetic type of thing compared to the one before. And there was a lot of changes, really, because the teachers, there was a belt of old, really, should have been retired already, you know, even the headmistress was old. But as against that, they had a much better, the teachers part of it had a much better way of getting things into your head and sticking them there. No?
Yeah. And was Jean still at home then when you were in Rochelle?
She was, yeah.
At what age was she when she left home?
Oh, she's in her early 20s, I'd say, at the most. She went to Gertine College first.
How many years old is she?
5 and a half, I think.
Okay, so if you were at school till 17, then she would have been gone at the end of her schooling.
Yeah.
Where did she go?
Gertine College, it's an agriculture college in Tipperary.
Oh.
And she wasn't a bit interested in school, like, you know, so it was just about she left. She didn't do her leaving cert.
Yeah.
And she left, and she used to just come home occasionally then.
Well, she was away at college?
She was at Gertine College, yeah, and then she got a job up in the somewhere in that area on a farm.
As a hand, like?
Yeah.
Must have been heavy work.
Yeah. I think it was a dairy farm, as far as I remember. And then she went to England to work. Sorry?
What year was that, do you know?
No.
Do you remember what age you were?
I suppose I would have been late teens.
Were you still at school?
I think I was, but I mean, you know, it was such a long time ago.
What year did
your mother
die?
And she used to write. She used to write to me.
Was Jean in England when your mum died?
I think so, but I don't know.
What year was that?
58, was it?
Okay, so that was a bit later then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 21.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. That's right.
So what did you, so you left with, you got your leaving cert, and then what happened?
Then I went to secretarial school in town.
All right.
It was on the Grand Parade, and did learn shorthand and typing and that. I was always keen on that. Like, my dad was an accountant, and he had an office on the Mall opposite the Imperial Hotel, and I used to go in there quite a lot. So I definitely liked the office type work.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to, can't remember the name of the college now, it wasn't Skerry's. Skerry's was next door to Dad's office. But anyway, I went somewhere and did the shorthand and typing. Yeah.
And how did you get the job?
It was advertised, as far as I remember. Or maybe they asked the school to send someone for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and I had one boss who was...
Is that your first job?
Yeah. I think I had a temporary job in the summer or something, you know, and it was... Oh, yeah, I was in Lunham's...
Is that a bakery?
No. Unless you talk baked ham.
Oh, hams.
And I had the boss in there was treated me like a servant rather than a shorthand typist who graduated from...
Like what, how?
Bossing me around and getting me do trivial jobs and...
Cups of tea and...
Yeah, that type of thing, exactly.
Did you get to do any shorthand and typing?
Very little. Send me down to the floor below to get this and that, and then it was all men down there, and they used to be mocking us, you know, and we'd have to walk down past them all.
Were there many women in the office?
Yeah, quite a few.
Like 10 or?
I don't know. About six, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I can't remember that part of it.
And what did you have to wear to work, Mum?
Anything. We weren't told to work anything.
Skirt?
Yeah.
Skirts and shoes?
Yeah.
So you're still pretty smart compared to nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't be wearing trousers?
No, definitely no trousers.
A blouse?
Yeah.
Or a dress?
Blouse.
Blouse and skirt.
Mm.
Court shoes?
They didn't actually say, but I think at that stage I used to wear mostly kind of lace shoes or something
mm-hmm.
comfortable to spend a day in.
Like. Brogues kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It'd be quite fashionable now, really.
Yeah.
And so you went to Lunham's for the part-time job and then you got the job.
Lunham's was on the South Terrace and the boss there treated us like dirt.
Yeah, messengers.
Yeah, and then I went to and they were the same attitude, like they ticked me off one day over something and I said, when the customer, who, the client, excuse me, I said, I didn't do that, you did that. And he said, oh, but would you look bad?
Oh, you said after the customer went, is it?
Yeah. I said, you did that, not me. Mistake made, like. He said, that would look bad. And like when I first went, Mr. was still alive. He was 92 or something, and he was perfect gentleman,
yeah.
And good at his work, quite sound in
mind
and body. And the other fellow was
who?
There was no there.
Oh, there was no.
No,
just
no, not. But I forget what it was. Maybe it was Mr. Anyway, was the other chap. And he was young.
What did they do? Stockbrokers?
Stockbroking. He was young and bossy. You know, it was his...
When you say young, like you were...
He would have been
in his
30s.
You were 18 or 19?
He would have been in his 30s at the moment.
And you were 19, say.
Yeah, exactly. And he treated us like servants.
That's so funny. I always thought he was about 60 whenever you
did
talked
you?
About him for the last
yeah,
30 years.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
thinking about a fat, bald... 60-year-old.
No,
and
he
now
was
you're
quite
telling me
good
he was
looking,
30,
actually.
Good looking.
Yeah.
But he was not.
And he had a young family, like, you know. I'm just trying to think of their names now. And
so what was he?
The sort, as I probably told you before, like he made a mistake and he told the customer it was me.
Yeah.
And when the customer was gone, I said, I didn't do that, you did it. And he said, oh, should it look bad? Should it look bad?
So what did you do there?
Shorthand and typing.
What was it like? What would you be typing or shorthand?
Stockbroking, stocks and shares, like making, typing out contracts
mm-hmm.
for the stockbroking.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we had a rent, some rents we used to collect for people, agents like for rents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On buildings and such like.
Terraced houses, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I liked the work, like it was interesting.
How long did you stay
and
there?
And but it was better when Mr. was still there because, as I say, he was 92 or something and he was a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
And I
so
stayed
when
there
he
for
went
12 years,
12
I think.
Years, and was it Mr. still there then?
No. He had took on a partner.
All right.
Who allowed himself to be the underdog, like, you
uh-huh.
know, you feel like saying, don't tell, let him tell you what to do. He was, they were both Protestants, you see, so they were kind of posh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yourself.
Like myself. And then there was, who was it was working there with me, that I got friendly. Anyway, they took on a second girl, like, second secretary.
Oh, you were the only one first,
at
is
first,
it?
Yeah.
So it's very small.
Oh, yeah.
And where
if
was the office?
It's now the Imperial.
It's in the Imperial?
Yeah, like, do you know, picture the Imperial now.
From the front?
From the front.
Yes.
And if you look down that way, Morrow's Stockbrokers was in the next building, past the Imperial.
Towards the Grand Parade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ours was in between Morrow's and the Imperial. Just a kind of a slice, do you know?
And is it gone now?
And it was an office.
Part
it's
of the
all
Imperial
part of the
now.
Imperial now. It was like, it was the front office where word.
Who was he?
And he was the
clerk,
yeah. And I had a desk in the end of his office. It was tiny, like, and then there was a glass partition, but only there, not there, like, there was a path down there, and the buses were in there, and the customers went in there too.
Oh, right.
And it was a bit awkward one day because somebody collapsed.
In behind the glass?
Yeah, I thought they were dead. And,
a customer?
Yeah. And,
oh my God.
Another day, I thought somebody was passed out and they were actually asleep.
What, a customer?
No, one of the bosses, he was very old.
And so did you stay there till you got married?
I did.
And so
I liked the work, you see, stockbroking is interesting.
Did you go out to lunch every day?
Yeah. I used to meet Ethel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Ethel worked in Montgomery's.
Was that on the mall?
Yeah. My dad's office was directly opposite.
Was Ethel in a stockbroker too?
No, no, in a estate agent's type place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were, I think when she first went there, we were in Princess Street and then they moved down to the mall.
Was she a secretary or an estate agent?
No, secretary type.
Were all the estate agents men?
No, I wouldn't say. By then I'd say they weren't, no.
In the 50s, late 50s now we are, aren't we?
Yeah, I started in 56.
In
yeah. And I was there till 68,
yes,
when I went off with my charming
husband,
fella.
Mm-hmm. You could, you had to give up work.
No, I didn't give up work until I got pregnant.
Ah, you got married. You were allowed to be married and work then. But once you had a baby, you weren't allowed to work, is it?
I could have. I think I did tried it for a while, but it was too complicated.
You so told me before that you weren't allowed to work if you had a baby.
It should depend totally on the employers.
Who would have looked after the baby?
One of the family. That's what all the beaches were for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they look after me?
They did sometimes, yeah. But, I mean, one of them would have taken you on, I'm sure, if necessary. Or you couldn't get a nursery, you know?
Really? In the 60s?
Yeah. I'd say it probably started around then. But Mr. Sand died like because he was 90 something.
Yeah.
And there was just became partners with him then.
So were you doing a line when you were in before Dad, when you were in your early 20s?
I don't remember really. I used to go out with Ethel and some other girls a lot.
So who were your boyfriends before Dad?
I didn't really have anyone in particular.
No.
What about Jacob somebody Jacob?
No, Brian Jacob. That was more of a crush than anything. I didn't go out with him. I just got on very well with him when I met him at something. I think his family were friendly with my uncle's family or something like that.
And somebody's brother? David?
Oh yeah, David. Oh yeah, well, David, I went out briefly. This is Rennie, whatever her name is now, I can't think. Rennie's in England now and we keep in touch a bit.
Yes.
But she has 3 or 4 girls, so she's kept busy because I don't think they live that near her.
Did you go out with her brother?
Yeah, I went out with both her brothers.
Both of them?
Yeah, the younger one I went out with first. But then I went out with Ken, who's the older one, and David is married to Avril.
Yeah. So
who's Ethel and Avril were friends.
Yes.
And so you probably heard me talk about Avril.
Oh, yeah.
And, they got married, and Ken went to England to work and that, and he stayed there.
But so when you say you went out with them, what would that be like?
Church meetings and things like that. Youth meeting in the church.
How would you know if you were going out with someone, if you know what I mean?
How would you not know?
Did they ask you on a date?
Not a date exactly, but they might sort of walk you home from something.
Ah,
yeah.
They'd walk you home?
Yeah. Well, I had a kind of a double life then because I was very involved with the Baptist church, but I also went to dances with Ethel's family, sisters,
mm-hmm.
and dancing wasn't approved of by the Baptist Church. Mm. So I had two lies.
So how long did you go out with Ken?
A couple of years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it serious?
Yeah, it was really, I suppose. But we were still young, like.
What happened?
Oh, well, he was in England and I was over here.
He went to England then, is it?
Yeah, he was working in England then.
What did he do?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Mm.
David, then his brother, is married to Avril, Ethelyn, my friend.
And was Dad your first serious boyfriend then? Or was it Ken?
I suppose Ken was.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then Ken went and you had a few years without a boyfriend.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact timing of it. Like.
Yeah.
Well, I got married in 1968, wasn't it?
Yeah, February.
So it would have been a couple of years. I think it was maybe a couple of years that I wasn't going out with anyone. But then I used to go to the Church of Ireland socials with Ethel's sisters. Ethel didn't bother. But Susan and Margaret and Jean used to go. So I used to go with them because Jean drove.
Yeah.
And we used to go to socials, Church of Ireland socials, as they were called, in Briney, which is down near Bandon, and Bandon, and Dunmanway, and Christchurch in town. We used to go every Friday dancing.
Yeah.
I used to go to...
Did you still go when your mum died, or did you stay at home for...
No, I didn't.
You didn't stay at home?
You weren't expected to, learn.
Yeah. No, I wasn't criticizing.
I know, yeah.
I was just wondering if you had changed, if things changed, if you like.
Well, they did, but not much, really.
You just got on with things.
Mm. Well, I mean, it was an awful time because I wasn't allowed to tell anyone what had happened.
That she killed herself.
She was supposed to have just died. Gone to bed like and not got up again, which wasn't a great help, as you can imagine, because it was I found her. Got out of the car at home at lunchtime and walked up the back path and
was
looked in the window.
You and Dad, you and Granddad?
Yeah.
You've been to church, had you?
No, we were at work.
Oh,
it was lunchtime.
Sunday,
no, it was lunchtime.
On a weekday,
and we used to go home and at that time for lunch, and I walked up the back path, and there she was.
She must have known that you'd be coming home for lunch.
Mm. She left a note on the kitchen table.
What did the note say?
I can't remember, Ruth. I probably put it out in my mind directly. Intentionally, I mean.
Do you think Granddad was shocked, Mum, or do you think he...
He was.
He was shocked?
Yeah.
Did he had any inkling that she might have done
he
it?
He might have, because I think somebody else in her family had done it previously. She didn't have any brothers and sisters, but somebody in the family had.
But you wouldn't have had a clue.
She left a note, but I don't know what it said. I can't remember. I probably didn't want to.
You wouldn't have expected it.
I didn't.
Might have.
I had no expectation whatsoever of it. And I was told I mustn't tell anyone. Like,
my
it was a shame. Yeah, well, the family in general.
Who's the family? His family, you mean?
No, my family.
But who? Who else was there?
Jean.
Oh, Jean. Your sister.
Yeah.
But where was she? She was away.
In England. In Surrey.
She came back for the funeral.
Yeah. But, like, I found out from Ethel and that afterwards that people guessed.
Of course, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know, I just... Well, yeah, it'd be hard to...
Mm.
And did Jean go straight back to England then after that?
Yeah.
You and your own granddad?
Lutine Farm. Bagshot, sorry.
Bagshot.
Mm.
Yeah,
he was. I think he might have half expected it somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe she threatened it before or something.
Yeah.
But
because they were quite close, weren't they?
They were,
kind
yeah.
Of a,
yeah.
In a kind
but
of
he
a,
was bossy man, like.
Oh, was he?
Mm.
What do you mean?
Set ideas, you know.
Controlling, do you mean?
Controlling,
you say,
yeah.
Bossy?
Yeah.
Do you think he was hard to live with, is that what you mean?
I'd say so. But I think, as I say, I think she had, there was a history in her family of it. But it was very hard not being able to tell anyone. But Ethel told me afterwards that people guessed.
Was that the hardest thing about it?
It was, yeah.
Did you miss her though at home, around the house?
Of course we did, yeah.
Did you take care of Grandad then, or was he self-caring?
He was.
Took care of himself?
Yeah.
But had Granny done everything before he died? Did she cook and
she did, yeah.
So he took
But she was always helpful enough, like.
Was he, yeah? He took over after that, I suppose.
No, I think she had a history of... her family had a history of suicide. Oh, yeah. But the saddest part was not being able to talk about it, which was stupid.
That wouldn't happen so much, you know?
No. As I say, Ethel told me after that everybody had guessed anyway.
Everybody guessed. Mm.
You know how she met Dad, yeah? My dad, I mean. Mum. Yeah, he was in the English Navy briefly, and his friend was Ernie Evans, and Mum's best friend was Ernie's wife.
Bela.
Bela. Oh, you have a good memory. Yeah.
So Ernie was in the Navy with Grandad.
Yeah.
And then Ernie's wife was your mum's best friend.
That's right.
Did he go off on a ship in the Navy?
I suppose he did, yeah. He didn't talk about it much.
Was it in the war room?
It would have been, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, imagine.
Well, the war ended in 1943, didn't it?
Five. So you were 8.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe it was pre-war then, was it? Would you have gone
to the war? I don't know, really.
Yeah, it's hard to know. You could find that out, I'd say, online. I thought somebody had been in the Navy or the Army, or I thought you did say something about that.
Yeah.
Did you say something about Croydon, or did they get married in Croydon? Or
they probably Beckenham did.
Or
Beckenham. Beckenham.
Somebody lived in Beckenham. Bela lived in Beckenham.
Beckenham, yeah.
But I think they might have got married in Croydon for some reason. Maybe we found that out when we went to see your mother's... I think Jean wrote a letter around the time that we went to see your granddad's grave.
Yeah.
With some information that she'd found out, but I don't know what happened to that letter.
Well, she was in touch with Pamela, I think.
Who's that?
Uncle Ernie's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Well, it was a long time ago.
Long time ago? You're 80, so it was 80 years ago. If it was before you were born, we don't really know. Yeah. Must have been quite weird for your mum, like, up in and moving to Cork.
Oh, yeah.
From London.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Be like you taking Sean to Cork. Yeah. Only they didn't have such an outgoing time, did they? They were kind of... Well, they played tennis and... Was your mother into the church?
She was when she was younger, I think, yeah.
But not when you were born.
Well, she used to go to church every Sunday, St. Nicholas.
Where's that?
Down the quay, Sullivan's Quay. It's
is
behind
that.
There? Yeah. Do you know the garage on Sullivan's Quay?
Yeah.
Well, there's a left-hand turn just before that, and if you go up that turn, the gate of the church is directly across the road, and the church is up a slope then.
So
it's
very near the cathedral?
Yeah. St. Nicholas Church.
Imagine having a cathedral so near a church. They were like within 5 minutes of each other.
Yeah.
So she went in there every Sunday. Did Grandad go to
church
then?
No, Grandad wasn't. He was taken to church at Christmas.
Yeah.
No, he didn't go to church at all.
Mm.
We used to go to St. Nicholas, and I forget whether it closed first or whether it was, but Mum and I used to go to St. John's, which was opposite the Victoria Hospital.
That's gone though.
St. John's?
Yeah.
It's something else, like.
Like a hospital or another hospital.
That's
or
right,
something,
yeah.
Like a private hospital.
Yeah, well, that's where we used to go, Mum and
myself.
Victoria,
where Jim used to work.
Yeah.
Your mum and you used to go there?
Mm.
Were they all just Church of Ireland, is
Dad,
it?
Yeah. Dad didn't go to church except Christmas, and he used to sing out of tune, which was a bit annoying.
And then you married a man who was exactly the same.
How do you mean exactly the same?
With the singing.
Oh, right. Oh, Dad was much worse than that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Worse than Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Yeah. So I got into the Baptist church then through Jean Warner.
At school?
Mm. No, I don't know.
Oh, you kept
up
with her after school then?
Yeah, she lived up in Pictogear Park.
So she took you along to the Baptist thing?
I suppose so, yeah. There was a youth meeting on Tuesday nights, I think it was.
All right.
Gospel type meeting, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
I see, yeah, I have no idea. But...
Sing a few hymns. Have a kind of a mini sermon.
Biscuits?
No.
Biscuits frowned upon as well?
No. We just had, you know, it was hard enough for people to get there when they'd homework and stuff to cope with at home.
So
you
it
know?
Wasn't long, you mean?
It was an hour.
Yeah.
One night a week. And then I joined the Baptist church and I got baptized.
The big
thing. Total immersion, yeah.
What age was that?
Don't know.
Young? School?
Must have been young. No, I don't think I was in school.
Would your parents
have
had to allow you?
Probably early 20s. I didn't say, no, they didn't, I don't think.
They didn't have
so
to allow you?
So it was probably over 21.
Over 21?
Yeah.
And were your parents in favour of the Baptists?
Probably
not. Oh, well,
not.
Your mother must have died. Did your mother die before you joined the Baptists then? Around the time,
maybe.
Around
1958, yeah.
Yeah, but you were 21 then.
Yeah.
Do you think you might have joined the Baptist at the same time?
Around that time it would have been, yeah. It's just that Jean Warner, who I was friendly with, lived up the road from me in Pictogear Park, and she was going to the Baptist church there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Because I like the sound of the... Pictogear Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's a funny name, isn't it? Pictogear, how do you spell it? Is it like got dashes in it?
Yeah.
P-I-C.
D-U-J-E-R.
Pictogear Park.
Yeah, well,
it's
not...
from the French?
Yeah.
Pictogear.
Yeah.
Picture of the day.
No, not... I don't know what the gear was. And it wasn't... It was sometimes one word and sometimes hyphenated. Yeah.
Where is it?
Up above.
Bory Manor?
No, Ballinock. Up. Across from the church. Up a bit more and across from the church.
Oh, yeah. Up towards O'Driscoll's shop.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Not far, though, from the church.
Yeah.
Quite a long way from O'Driscoll's shop.
Yeah.
This is the next turn right after there was a, used to be. I don't know whether it's still there or not, a fry-up place.
Yeah. Johnny Fry's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there, but it's run by different people.
Next turn right was Pictogear Park.
I'm going to turn this off now, is that all right?
Yeah.
Would you like to say anything else about the ages from 15 to 29?
No.
Feel like you've said it all?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good.